Good morning, Terry. It's Tim Carter. How are you today? Welcome to the Ask the Builder Show on WGRR. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are you?
Couldn't be better.
I heard your show on NPR, what? And I have some questions for you.
Tell me, I got a quick question. What did you think of it on NPR?
It was great. I listened to All Things Considered fairly often, and it was really nice to hear something so practical and down to earth on it.
I am actually amazed. I got to tell you, I'm shocked when I look at their lineup that they do not. I mean, they have the Car Talk show. I cannot believe as popular as Home Improvement is, they do not have a Home Improvement show.
Well, maybe they will now.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out a way to get a bunch of listeners like you to contact NPR to tell them that. But I mean, I'm going to try to put that in my newsletter and see if people will do that.
Great.
All right. So tell me how I can help you today.
Okay. I just bought a 1950s Cape in Vermont, where the weather, as you might guess, is pretty cold in the winter. And I'm going to be pretty much gut renovating it. Because it's really old and funky. It was re-insulated in 1980 with fiberglass. And one of the things, I have two big questions. One is it worth taking out the sheetrock all over the house and insulating with spray foam in order to get the R value up? And the second question is, I'm putting an 8-foot extension on the south side of the house, and a full basement. The house has a full basement now, and extending the full basement is not a financial option for me.
Okay.
So my options are either to put down a slab with a frost wall on the outside of it, or the contractors are recommending, to save me some money, putting down piers and heavily insulating the floor that will be underneath that 8-foot extension. And they say that'll do me. That's good enough. If that's really heavily insulated, and I may or may not be putting in radiant heat under that. That's another option. So I'm trying to save money. My peak earning years are over. I want this house to be cheap to heat and cheap to live in and very, very tight. So
okay.
If you can help me with those two things, that'd be great.
Okay. We'll talk about the foam insulation first. My question here is, did you have plans anyway to gut it? I mean, to take it down to the studs. Is there some reason why you would take all of the drywall or plaster off the walls right now?
I'm going to change the whole configuration of the house except for the staircase. So doing that, you know, it may make some sense. Also, it's a little cockamamie because for some reason the guy put two layers of drywall in, one on top of each other, and he also insulated the ceiling between the ceiling of the first floor.
Okay, yeah, and that doesn't do anything because.
Yeah, and so I want to take that out. I'll get another 4 inches of ceiling height, and it's only 7'2" now. So I'd like to get that other 4 inches.
Oh, okay,
so
all right.
A lot of work being done.
Well, okay, here's the thing. If in your situation, let's imagine we're going to go ahead and just gut it, and we are going to start over. Then I would have to say that I would. Just like I put in that article yesterday that I don't know if you saw it at the website, the Winterize Your Home.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Remember that R value, it's the same because it's just a measurement. It's like if two jars are 12 inches high and one's blue and one's red, they're both 12 inches high, okay? It's just they're different colors. So if you were to put in foam like the Icene closed cell foam insulation in these walls, And they would say, their salesman typically would tell you, well, gosh, you know, if we put this 3.5 inches thick, if that's what the stud wall thickness is, you're going to have an R value of 45 or, you know, just some value. You know, I don't know. I can't tell you what that is right off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But we only recommend in Vermont, you know, an R value of, you know, 22 or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, and you could get an R22 with fiberglass. Then it just becomes that just like I tried to put in that column. It's like, what is the total cost, you know, to get there? Now, here's the best part. Through a series of calculations, we could actually calculate, if you did a heat loss calculation on this house, if we ran those numbers, you can plug into the actual program that runs it all day long different R values for the wall. And what it'll do is it'll bring back to you and say, well, if you have an R40 in these walls, your heat loss is, I'm just going to make up a number, 45,000 BTUs per hour. But if you only have an R19, it's going to be 65,000 BTUs per hour. Then once you have that number, you can actually start to do some calculations as to, and you know, and you have to project it out in the future. I mean, it might take us an hour to do this. But we would actually be able to figure out what the anticipated heating cost is going to be from now until the next 20 years. Isn't that amazing? Now, we would have to assume that natural gas is going to stay at some number, or it's going to go up, you know, it's going to ratchet up so many percent per year. Now, the point I'm trying to make is I would just look very quickly. I would get a quick quote from a foam insulation dealer right now and see if he can insulate those walls for some number under. Now, how long do you think you're going to live in the house?
Oh, maybe 20 years.
Okay. That's a good number. If you could get the foam insulation done for some number less than $2,500 more than re-insulating it with fiberglass, you know, and doing an air infiltration package, mm-hmm. I would, without doing the numbers, I would pretty much say you're going to make money.
I'm sorry, what was the amount you said?
$2,500 or less. And I think
a couple other factors I want to consider, like the value of the house and like the fact that I have money now, but I will be living on fixed income in another 10 years, so I want to make sure that those costs are down then, and also if I need to sell the house that I'm going to have more value.
That all comes in. You bet it does. You bet it absolutely all does figure in. But from the raw number, we need to at least establish, will you get a payback period? Because remember that example I put in there from the replacement windows? You know, that's a 17-year payback period. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, so if that number is not too big, the cost difference, it's going to make sense. And you're exactly right. When you go to sell the house, because I am convinced that this energy crisis is not going to go away. It is not going to go away. It's going to get worse. So your house, and I'm a real estate broker, your house down the road will be more valuable because you could actually show this is what my true heating bills are, and all the other houses on the street here, they are 40% more. You know, so the people are going to go, gosh, I want your house.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so anyway, that answers that question. So I'm going to just say without running the math, $2,500 or less, it would make sense.
Okay.
All right, now, the insulation, first of all, is it possible for you to do a crawl space in your budget instead of the slab? Instead of a full basement, can we just do a crawl?
Well, financially, probably not. I don't need the basement space at all.
But I know, but I'm not talking a basement.
Yeah.
I'm talking a crawl space.
I don't know the financial. The contractors are recommending one of those two.
If the soil's not too awful rocky, if you have enough soil cover to where you could get away with a crawl space, mm-hmm. because you're only talking, it's going to go out 8 feet, and how wide is this extension going to be?
24 feet.
8 by 4?
24.
Oh, 24. 8 by 24. I could dig that out with a regular backhoe. If I was there, even me operating the backhoe, and I only have moderate backhoe skills, I would have that dug out in about 2 hours. So 2 hours of backhoe time, and we're done. And we just have to cart away the soil. You will never regret having a crawl space because you can have access to the underside of this floor. And you'd be able to insulate those crawl space walls from the inside, you know, with closed cell foam. And you'd be able to insulate the underside of that floor with whatever you want. I don't care if it's, you know, fiberglass. And you'll still be able to do your radiant system, and you will have constant access to the underside of that room addition. I would love to see you do a crawl space.
Afford it, but what about the pier? Is it possible to insulate something on piers in the Vermont winter?
That's going to be a challenge because when you think about it, what's going to stop the cold from coming in between the piers? And I mean, they would be able to absolutely lay down gravel and put down 2 or 3 inches of closed cell foam on that gravel and then pour the slab on top of it. I have no trouble with that. Mm-hmm. But I'm a little concerned. I'd love to see the design of how they're going to do a thermal break from the edge of the slab. You know, because the edge of the slab is still going to get cold.
They would do a frost wall. But the third option is just piers and having the floor sit on piers.
Oh, you mean off the ground?
A foot above the ground.
I have no issues with that at all. Especially
that can be insulated out so that it'll keep the room warm.
Yes, absolutely.
Because that would be significantly cheaper than digging it out and putting in slab and frost wall.
Yes, I would do that in a heartbeat. You bet it can be insulated.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good.
All right, Terry, I got to scoot here. I got to take a quick break.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, well, thanks for listening yesterday, and feel free to contact us anytime here.
Appreciate the advice.
Oh, well, you call me anytime, Terry. Bye-bye.